There are clearly dangers in being wealthy, but there is also value. What would you say is the right way to be rich? The right way to be rich is to be rich in good deeds. I mean, that's a quote from 1 Timothy chapter 6 at the end. Or is it 2 Timothy 4? I always get these mixed up. At any rate, he says to the rich, I think it's pretty 1 Timothy 6 at near the end, where he says, to the rich I say, do not trust in your riches, but be rich in good deeds. So I'm assuming riches have come in some way, and now Paul's dealing with that. Not should you go there. He says something about that, namely, don't want to go there. Don't want to be rich. And that'd be, I'll get to that in a minute, but if a person is rich, what do you say to them? And what you say to them is, don't trust your money and be rich in good deeds. Now, that rich in good deeds is probably going to deplete their barns. I think will. I think a person who comes to Christ as a very, very rich person will start finding ways to divest himself of excesses. Now, he may do a foundation. That's what I do with my royalties. To protect myself from the royalties, create a foundation. So royalties come to the foundation, and then you give it away. You have a ball, giving the money away. But it's protected from you. I can't have it. It's not mine to have a personal disposal over. And so I don't think God minds us being channels of a lot of money. If you make a lot of money, give a lot of money. So who was it? Letourneau. He founded the Letourneau earth-moving trucks that had wheels, you know, twice as tall as you are, and started Letourneau University. And he used to say about his big earth-moving machines, I love power. And the story is that he tithed to himself. He made so much money, he tithed to himself and gave the rest of it away. Now, my guess is he was quite wealthy, probably with 10% of what he was making. And maybe that was enough or maybe it wasn't. But that's the kind of mentality you say to a rich person is, the world is telling you, if you make a lot, own the symbols of the fact that you make a lot. That's the way the world thinks. All the airplane magazines say that. You've earned it? Buy a Lazy Boy. What does that mean? That means the chair you sit in should look like what you make. And my answer is, no, it shouldn't. No, it shouldn't. It should look like Jesus is valuable, more valuable than chairs. That's what it should look like. And so you say to rich people, be rich in good deeds, which means you start doing as many good deeds as you can, and on the way there, you live a kind of life that would make Jesus look like your treasure. Now, on the other end, should you ever want to go there, and Paul is just crystal clear, those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into many senseless and hurtful temptations that bring the soul into ruin. Wanting to be rich is dangerous. So I preached that last Sunday. A guy comes up to me afterwards. He said, okay, I was kind of bothered by this sermon because I'm just starting a business and I really want it to succeed. To which I said, I don't think you were listening carefully, because in that sermon I had made clear this. I said, not a problem. I hope you succeed like crazy. I hope your business grows to be worth billions of dollars. And that you employ 500,000 people. I got zero problem. That's good for the world. If you're making something worthwhile or you're providing some service that's worthwhile and your employees are being treated justly and you're... My issue is, what are you going to drive? Where are you going to live? How many houses are you going to have? How many boats are you going to have? How many suits are you going to have? And so on. Because there's no problem with money flowing through your hands. The problem is wanting to be rich, meaning have it, own. And I admit that that's a dangerous, dangerous call to say, go ahead, succeed all you want, make all you want, but don't keep all you want, and don't buy all the symbols of wealth.